With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A former Israeli ambassador to the United States says it's nearly impossible for Israel to negotiate a peaceful settlement with Hamas. More on the story from Bob Agnew.
Dr. Michael Oren says many favor a simple approach in which Israel would pull out of Gaza in exchange for the hostages.
Hamas is never going to give us back all the hostages.
That's because, in Oren's words, Hamas is evil but not stupid.
And they know that the minute they give us back the last hostage, that is when the IDF goes in and destroys them finally.
And all negotiations are taking place amid a backdrop of very different values, especially when it comes to the value of human life.
In the West, we're not used to negotiating with people who, you know, for whom we'll say, oh, listen, if we don't get our way, we'd rather die.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
White House says the president's meeting later this week with Russia's Vladimir Putin will be a listening exercise. Greg Clugston explains.
Ahead of the Trump-Putin summit in Anchorage, Alaska on Friday, the White House said President Trump wants to hear the Russian leader's plan for ending the war.
This is a listening exercise for the president. Look, only one party that's involved in this war is going to be present.
On Wednesday, the president will speak with European leaders and also hold a virtual meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Residents in some parts of Juneau, Alaska, being urged to evacuate ahead of what could be a record surge of floodwater after a huge upstream basin of rainwater and snowmelt that was dammed up by Alaska's Mendenhall Glacier started to escape. ExxonMobil signing a deal to explore an area near Trinidad and Tobago for oil and gas. Officials say green energy deals now are not part of the equation. This is SRN News. A troubling new report from the Family Research Council.
Churches in the U.S. reported more than 400 acts of hostility last year: physical assaults, arson, vandalism, bomb threats, and gun violence. There were 415 incidents in all, affecting 383 churches in 43 states. Not every act was clearly motivated by hatred of Christianity, but the FRC notes that, quote, such crimes can leave churches in financial, physical, and emotional disarray. Some struggle to cover the cost of repairs and fear future offenses. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in Syria and other minority religious groups calling for the formation of a decentralized state and drafting of a new constitution that guarantees religious freedom. That declaration comes out of a recent gathering of minorities who are seeking to assert the rights of their communities in the country's evolving political framework. This is SRN News. It's a new age verification system for those online.
YouTube will use artificial intelligence to distinguish between adults and minors based on their viewing habits. The tests, scheduled to begin Wednesday, initially affect a small portion of YouTube's U.S. audience. If successful, the system could become more widespread. It works when viewers are logged into their accounts regardless of the birth date entered. If flagged as under 18, users face restrictions like privacy warnings and limited video recommendations. John Scott reporting.
35 cars of a Union Pacific train derailing near a small Texas community. No injuries have been reported. No evacuations were necessary. The incident Tuesday near the very small town of Gordon, some 60 miles from Fort Worth. More details at srnnews.com.